Simin Reish Nun, the first half of Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, Yashkim Baboykir B'yam HaShishi Lachan Tzarchei Shabbos, even if you have Kama Avodim, to do it, still you should do something yourself. Now the first chiddush is that Yom Shishi is a day, like some of them pointed out, and many people are not mashkim for anything. The special din to be mashkim dafto on Erev Shabbos, Mechamet Shabbos. It says that you should do something yourself, as opposed to relying on everybody else to do something. And brings down from the Maharam that did that. Now, Bizmanenu, I don't know that everybody is learning like this. I don't know that every Adam Choshev is also mitzdarf to the Achanas of Shabbos. And the Shaila is why. Look, I already have over here, it's Mepurish in the Gemara, that they did it. So, the Bir Lach already mentions, he says that could be Yeshizchak Zevsha Shoshemek Kolechal Al Anshu Beisai, Sheimichinim Tekif. It's not clear if he means to say that there's Semich on them with regard to all preparations of Shabbos, or just with regard to the din of Hashkoma, that you're supposed to do it first thing in the morning, that there's Semich on the rest of the family. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses this issue, and he says that from the fact that Gemara brought down a specific Amorim that did it, Vais Tois, that it's not a Chiv that everybody does, because you wouldn't have to bring down Amorim, because then everybody did it. Elamai, Yitzhaka don't have to do it. And he says that we, says the minig of many people is, he says, we're Semich on our wives, and Ishta Kegufoi. Now, the Hainu Haganda, we also paskin that Shlucha Shaladim Kamoisai. And nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's mitzvah bo yosemi b'shluchai. Kinir that ishta kegufoi is a bigger daga than shluchai shalom kamaisai, and that's mamish considered as if you yourself did it, and therefore it's not. Nevertheless, one should l'chera try to do something l'kavat Shabbos. Certainly, it's a big need to do it. If your mamish spending the entire day, from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, in the Beis Medrash, in Avodas Hashem, but if Rabban Rav Yosef, even if it wasn't a Chiyuv Gomer, they found the time to do something, then certainly we could also do it. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should do two things. You should be Mechir for Shabbos Bashkama, and you should be Mechir for Shabbos, once again, Samach L'Shkiyu. And the Ben Ish Chai says that the simplest way to be Mekayim this, one of the easy ways to be Mekayim this, is if you prepare Neris, so then depending on what you use, if you use oil, then prepare the Neris beforehand with the oil inside of the glasses, and then before Shkia, stick in the wicks. So that's the key, you prepare part now and part later on. I heard from Mr. Solomon telling him that taking out the garbage on the way to Mincha is also a key of the Kavod Shabbos, Samach L'Shkia. That's if you make early, if you daven Mincha Gedolah, so you have to come up with something else. But Bechlal, the ending of preparing on Erev Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah says that as much as you could do on Erev Shabbos, you should do on Erev Shabbos. Which is why the Takan of Ezra was to be Mechamas on Thursday, because since it takes so much time, it's going to detract from Erev Shabbos. That's why the lines in the supermarkets are the longest on Erev Shabbos, because everybody waits for Erev Shabbos to go shopping, because you should do it everything as close to Shabbos as possible. That's the biggest comment for Shabbos when you do it. The Mishnah Berurah says anything that you're doing the Kavod Shabbos, you should say the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. It's not a Chassidus Shtekel Torah. This is something the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you should say a Dibur Poel Harbe. The Dibur Tuz Oif a very lot. It gives it a Mimela. One should do it. Hemanti Ki Adaber. Speaking about things, saying it over, learning with Dibur, learning without Dibur, it's two different things. The more you speak it out, the more real becomes. The more it also has a Koyach to be Poel, and therefore it infuses Kedusha. One should say the Kavod Shabbos. The Hanhoga, the Mishnah Berurah brings down as to what's the richtig oifin of preparing for Shabbos. If you find something nice on Sunday, should you buy it and save the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh? And if you find something nicer on Monday, then you'll take that on Kavod Shabbos Kodesh and the first thing you'll eat. Or do we say on Sunday, I'm not buying it, I'll find something else on Monday, I'll find something else on Tuesday, I'll find something else on Wednesday. The last machlokes between Shammai and Hillel, not Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Shammai and Hillel. Shammai was knowing that his whole life he ate L'Kavod Shabbos. He bought something on Sunday, L'Kavod Shabbos. On Monday he found something better, he would eat Sundays. He's eating Sunday's thing, which was L'Kavod Shabbos. B'chul Hillel, on the other hand, he'd say, Baruch Hashem Yom Yamaslonu. He would Yamaslonu Tzarchenu. He would give us every day for what we need, and every Shabbos I'll get what I need, and therefore we send it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, despite the fact that generally when we have machlokes between Hillel and Shammai, at least in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, we possibly kilo the Talmida, nevertheless, even so, for the most part, we're passing like Shammai. Because Hillel also agrees to Shammai, that's the Rechti Yoifin to do. Hill was in such a high darga that his bitachon allowed him to do it. This is the first depend on one's bitachon, like we said at the beginning in Reish Mem Beis, spending money l'kavod Shabbos, spending money that you don't have l'kavod Shabbos, that's totally on a person's bitachon. Depending on where a person is holding, that's what he's gonna do. Now, so even though we think, some people think, it's Miris on El Shabbos, Kehillel v'lei Keshamai, the truth is that it's Keshamai v'lei Kehillel. We paskim etzem like Shamai, and not like Kehillel with this regard. The last halacha, which is Negea to, it's brought down the Mishnah over here, it's the whole hak in the Bir Halacha that we didn't really get into about what comes first, davening or preparing for Shabbos. It seems clear though that if there's not going to be the food that you want left by the time Shabbos, by the time you finish davening, then this comes before, then buying the Kavod Shabbos comes before davening. You should maybe say Krishma before and says Mishnah Berurah. But davening before, but buying the stuff for Shabbos comes before, and that's what I've heard about different places. Certainly, Brooklyn Bakery cakes, I remember, I don't know if it's still this way, you couldn't get all the cakes on Friday, or Friday past the morning. If you wanted a cake, you already had to get it on Thursday, or Thursday or Friday morning. These type of things, lettuce, for some reason, always goes, and is never in the store. And in certain stores I hear that a lot of things are cleared out by the time Shabbos afternoon rolls around, or later on. I know somebody that certain type of challah that the head bakery had, that they got from a different, actually I think it was they didn't make it in the bakery, they brought from a different place, and everybody ran for them in the morning. If you didn't get it before Shachris, then you didn't get it. These type of things in a Hanami, you're allowed to do even before Shachris, because you're only not allowed to do Tzarechi Atman before Shachris, Tzarechi Chesed Shemayim, you're allowed to do before Shachris. The last halacha, which Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, Sifkat and Beis, is about tasting the food on Shabbos and before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, he brings down that there's an inning to taste the food to make sure that it tastes good. And the Sharatzin actually says, Mashma, he brings down the Shulchan Shlomo seems to say that tasting it, even without just the taste that it's good, just to taste it is a mitzvah in and of itself. On Shabbos, he says, certainly there's a mitzvah to taste from every min. You don't have to have a whole portion. But the inyan of tasting from every min on Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos that you should do. Now, the difference between before Shabbos, tasting whether or not it's be'etzem a mitzvah, or you're supposed to taste, it sounds like you're supposed to, mitzvah literally me kol tavshel be'erev Shabbos. That means everything you're going to have for Shabbos, you have to taste. You buy a cake from the store, you have to taste the cake before Shabbos. You make, so it says mikol tavshel. So it could be that the only something that you're cooking, something that you have to make sure that it's spicy. Well, so therefore you should taste it. But in a Hanami, you wouldn't have to taste everything. Now, according to the Shulchan Shlomo, and not every person would have to taste it. Only the person who's in charge of making the food would have to taste it. However, from the Sharatin that he says, from the Shulchan Shlomo, it's mashma, the etzem ha-te'ima he mitzvah, even on Erev Shabbos, and the chorda, every person in the family should taste it, and you should taste every single thing in the house, because the etzem te'ima of tasting is a mitzvah. So depending on how hungry you are, that's how you can be nice. With regard, it seems that the theme of the Mishnah Berurah is that on Erev Shabbos, the mitzvah is to taste it to make sure that it was flavored well. And therefore, if you buy something from the store, generally you don't have to be chayshish. Maybe if you chayshish, that maybe went bad. But I don't know if that's nichol and zekon. You don't have to be chayshish to taste every single thing that you buy, just the things that you make. That would be the things that are being cooked that you could add ingredients to make it taste better. Those are the things that it's a mitzvah to taste before Shabbos. So you may have time to